I'm Nick Harcourt, it's 88.5 KCSN. Earlier on this year, Lana Del Rey stopped by and did a brief session for us on The Connection Show, which I host on Saturdays. It's been a busy year for her, and I'm happy to say that she's back with us. She's going to play us a couple of songs. We're going to talk with her in a little while as well. But first up, here's Ride. It's Lana Del Rey on KCSN.
Trying hard not to get into trouble, but I
That was Ride, performed by Lana Del Rey with a couple of friends in the studio here at KCSN. I'm so happy to see you again. How the hell have you been? You've had a busy, busy year.
Yeah, I've been really good, and I'm happy to be here again.
Last time we saw you was February.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was longer. But
I know, me too.
It's been a busy year for everybody, I guess. And I don't know, your life must have been a little bit of a whirlwind. I want to talk about the Paradise edition of Born to Die, but I don't know, can you throw us some highlights of the last 9 or 10 months?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess it's mainly been travel and very far away places, you know. I mean, Australia, and China, and just lots of being on the road. I have my brother and my sister, they live with me, and, you know, there have been some amazing things. I think the best thing has been actually making the videos, which have kind of become more like short films, little 10-minute films for each one of the songs, just kind of getting to manifest the picture I have in my mind's eye,
Can you go into that in a little bit more detail? I mean, obviously, it was a video on YouTube that got you your initial rush of attention.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And I remember talking to you about that at the time, and you were telling me that you just sort of put it together through little bits and pieces mm-hmm. and snippets of,
yeah.
of stuff that you had. Obviously, the videos that you're making now are a little more high-end.
They're very high-end, but yeah. they're very much in the same vein. You know, they come from exactly the same place, and I storyboard it from 1 second to 4 minutes and 19 seconds. Everything is storyboarded, and I pull images from movies and everything that I like and synchronize them to the way I want to see them. So I have a more clear vision for the way, I know what I want to see set to the songs, and it's become just one of my greatest passions is making these little short videos, yeah.
So how long a process is that when you decide you're going to do a new video? Obviously, as you said, you have to storyboard it and write it out and shoot it. I mean,
it takes a while. It's not the actual shooting. The shooting, we take 2 days, which is a luxury. Most people wouldn't take that long because it's more expensive. But like if we go to Nevada or something, we'll take 2 long days. And then the post-production, the editing, that'll take a couple weeks. But it's really talking about it beforehand and making sure that, like, the mood of what I'm doing is really gets translated in the right way.
How did you deal with that initial rush of attention? Obviously, you go from, you know, just making your music mm-hmm. and making a video, and all of a sudden, you know, you're the it girl for a second there. It seems to have died down a little bit. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
you're still out there, but
yeah.
you don't have that intense attention around you, perhaps, that you had 6 months ago. How did you deal with that?
I mean, I think as a person who, you know, I considered myself an aspiring writer since I was really young. So mainly all I was really preoccupied with was whether or not the songs were going to be taken care of. I knew what the record was going to sound like. I was worried that my personality would get in the way of the music, which I really felt like was important. And I'm pretty discerning with my work. So I really felt I was just worried for the songs, you know, more than like what people thought of me. It was a lot, and it's different in America than it is in Europe. You know, I have a different life in Europe
than I do
here.
What's the difference?
Things are much bigger there, you know. I don't really sing in America that much unless I'm in Hollywood or if I go to New York or Philadelphia.
Right.
You know, I don't really. So it's, you know, just a different. They're two different worlds, really.
What was China like? I went there for a conference a couple of years ago, and I was only there 4 days. It kind of blew my mind.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's very built up and very far ahead technologically, and the people are wonderful, much more polite than some other places.
So tell us about the Paradise edition of Born to Die. This is a new edition, I guess, of the album with 8 extra songs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the additional songs. I believe you can get the additional songs separately as well.
You can, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just, again, like, I love them. They feel really, really good to me, really raw, really have, like, a heavy West Coast sound, lots of electric guitar and sort of cinematic sweeping orchestras, all my favorite sounds, and For me personally, this is my record. Like, I love, this is the one I like the best.
Now, these additional tracks you've recorded in the last
eight
months?
Yeah, from December to August, yeah.
Where did you do it? Did you do it in different places?
I did it in Santa Monica with Rick Knowles.
Oh, how nice.
And I also did it up the street, like in West Hollywood with Daniel Heath. He doesn't work in pop music. He's a composer, so just for films. And then a little bit in London, just one or two.
So as we're coming up towards the end of the year, obviously, hopefully you're going to get to take a little break, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, work on a new album, or would you keep working this one?
Just really slowly, yeah. I think just keep working this one and touring. I start my tour April 17th for like 80 days in Europe.
It's great to see you. I have to say, the first time we met, I felt like you were in the eye of a storm. You seem a little calmer this time around.
Yeah, I'm always in the eye of some storm, but it's not really. Yeah, I feel more calm.
Well, thanks for coming in and coming back, obviously.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to wrap up our program and the hour this morning with Body Electric. It's Lana Del Rey live on the Big Morning Show at KCSN. Thanks.
Jesus is my bestest friend. I don't need nobody, 'cause we got each other. At least I pretend. And we get down every Friday night, dancing and grinding in the pale moonlight. Grand old Opry, feeling alright. She prays the rosary for my broken. Father.